Republican lawmakers have introduced companion bills that would remove certain rifles and shotguns from regulation under the National Firearms Act. In 2023, the Biden administration's Department of Justice changed the definition of rifle under the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives regulations to include a weapon accessorized with a stabilizing brace, which allows the weapon to be fired while stabilized against the shoulder, but is meant to be fastened to the shooter's forearm. The rule required millions of pistol owners with firearms modified with a stabilizing brace to pay a $200 fee and register their gun under the NFA. The process can take anywhere from about a month to more than 5 months before the gun owner can legally possess the registered item. In June 2024, a U.S. District Court judge in Texas overturned the rule determining it violated the Administrative Procedure Act because it was arbitrary and capricious and was not a logical outgrowth of the proposed rule. Now, Republican Representative Andrew Clyde of Georgia and Republican Senator Roger Marshall of Kansas reintroduced versions of the Stop Harassing Owners of Rifles Today Act, also known as the Short Act, into both chambers of Congress. The Short Act removes certain short-barreled rifles and shotguns and other weapons from the definition of firearm under the National Firearms Act, while also eliminating certain restrictions related to the sale or transportation of them. The bill, if passed and made law, would also require the ATF to destroy records related to the registration and transferring of the weapons. Gun rights advocacy group Gun Owners of America has thrown its support behind the bill.